Hi everyone, my name is Jamie Cameron and I'm going to give you a brief review of the IPOs on the London Stock Exchange during the week ending 16th of October 2015. So let's get started. All the news has been on the main market this week with two big IPOs and one intention to float announcement. Firstly, the large UK insurer Hastings Group PLC came to the market on the 15th of October. It was advised by Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, Barclays, HSBC, Stifel Nicholas Europe Limited and Peel Hunt, and it raised £210 million with a market cap on admission of £1.17 billion. The IPO price was 170 pence, and on the first day of dealings, the shares finished down 3.8%. Next, we had Worldpay Group PLC coming to the market, which came to market on the 16th of October and is a leader in global payments, providing a broad range of technology-led solutions to its merchants. This was the biggest IPO of 2015 so far, and I think was a pivotal moment for fintech in London. Valuation came in at a staggering 33 times net earnings, pretty chunky. Now, with a huge IPO, there comes a huge syndicate of advisors, and I think this has been the biggest I've ever seen. So let me take a deep breath. It was Goldman, Merrill, Morgan Stanley, Barclays, Credit Suisse, UBS, Jefferies, Mediobanca, Canaccord, and Pacific Crest Securities. No wonder the fees were over £85 million. Worldpay raised a huge £2.1 billion, with nearly £1.2 billion of that being received by the selling shareholders. The market cap on admission was £4.8 billion, the IPO price was 240 pence, and on the first day of unconditional dealings, the shares were up 10.4%. Also last week, we had one intention to float announcement on the main market. On the 14th of October, McCarthy and Stone, the UK's leading retirement house builder, announced its intention to float, and they're being advised by Rothschild, Deutsche, Goldman, Jefferies and Peel Hunt. Now, if we take a quick look at the health of the IPO market in general, now in comparison to last year, we can see on AIM, so far this year, there have been 21 intention to float announcements compared to 38 during the same period last year. Similarly, on the main market, ITFs are down 37 this year compared to 52 during the same period last year. In terms of IPOs on AIM, so far this year we've had 29 compared to 61 at the same point last year, a 52% drop. On the main market, not so bad, 40 compared to 52 last year, a 23% drop. Now, in terms of funds raised, £491 million has been raised on AIM this year, which is way down on last year, where we at this stage have seen over £1.85 billion raised. Not so much of a pronounced decline on the main market, but significantly down nonetheless, where we've had £9.6 billion raised this year in comparison to £12.4 billion in 2014. And that's all, folks. All this information is collected by myself and is not official data, although I do try and reconcile the stats at the end of month from the LSE website. I hope you all have a wonderful week and I will speak to you again soon. My name's Jamie Cameron. Take care.